Tape 4, Side 1. Interview with Mrs. Eric Zeisel in her home, 11110 Montana, Los Angeles, California, September 11, 1975. In our last interview, we were discussing the period 1931 through 1936, a period in which Eric achieved increasing recognition from public, critics, and publishers alike. We had gotten to a consideration of his Little Symphony, a significant work in his output, and we were talking about its premiere in Brno. You still had a few remarks to make about a person Eric met as a result of this.
Yeah, we did not meet him in person, but the story was, according to my memory, like this, that Svoboda was at that time the director of Czechoslovakia had two state radios. One was German and one was Czechoslovakian.
I see.
And because a great many Germans lived in Czechoslovakia, that was Hitler's claim then, that the whole border of Czechoslovakia, all around, in the mountainous area, it was mostly settled by Germans. And
in
the plain lived the Czechoslovakian people. And the Czechs were really very decent about this, and there were equal rights, as you could see.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really a true democratic thing, and they had their own radio, which was in German.
I see.
And Dr. Svoboda was the director of the whole thing, whether it was in Prague and Brno, and maybe there were other stations too of this.
Mm-hmm.
And he had done the string suite and liked it very much.
Yeah.
And I think Kurt Adler knew him, because Kurt Adler at one time had been in one of those Czechoslovakian border towns,
mm-hmm.
a conductor.
I think.
I don't remember now in which town,
mm-hmm.
the Gablon, so one of those border towns near Germany.
Oh yes, mm-hmm.
Not near Austria. And he had got to know him. And I think maybe through this connection too, and because he had the string suite, he arranged for the performance of the Little Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
And after the Little Symphony, he listened to the Little Symphony and was very impressed with it. And he told Kurt Adler that Eric seemed to be a born opera composer, and he should compose an opera. And
I
he
see.
Would perform it on the radio, for the radio. And it was after that Eric was looking for a text that would be light enough, so to say, and not too difficult for the average listener.
Mm-hmm.
And the result was Laurent Sanglina.
I see. And we talked, too, about Universal, the publishing company, and its interest in this score. And finally, Universal did honor its commitment long after the Second World War had ended. And included in this published score is a set of program notes describing the paintings of Roswitha Bitterlich and the general mood of each movement. Did Eric write these program notes?
I really don't remember this 100%. They were only done in America. When Honoré Pape premiered the piece, Milton Cross was the commentator on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if on his suggestion we made these program notes and trying to describe the pictures. But by then the thing had already been composed. And so the description is sometimes not that of the picture, but of the music.
For instance,
Poor Souls, the painting, was very impressive. It was just a dark brownish background on which you could hardly distinguish some writhing figures.
I see.
And they were not distinguished as figures.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that whatever you saw there in a grayish white it gave you the impression of utmost pain.
Yeah.